under a mayor.
Okay, I wanted to speak about the Shishim Levi. I'm sure everybody's handling a vessel. A lot of my comments, as usual, I'm not saying any achras or attempting to give any sort of exhaustive treatment on the subject. It seems that there are almost 50 Rishonim that come into the ring over here.
50.
He quotes 25.
I wasn't sure which way to go.
So we're definitely going to not get an exhaustive treatment.
50.
I'll maybe say them very quickly if you want. Yes, yeah, non-exhaustive treatment. Basically, I'm trying to give the oilim some arachnoids if they haven't seen. Some of them maybe they saw, some of them not. Okay, just in terms of, there's a machlokes here, whether Rishis HaRabim, one of the Tanaim of Rishis HaRabim has to be Shishim Rivai. I really should have had Rashi. In front of me? Rashi. Rashi HaKadosh.
Shabbos, everybody.
Erev and Erev. Okay, fine. Okay, so we'll get to that in a second. So Kiyadua, Shitas Rashi, the Bahag, if you want to call it like the Ramban and Ritva and some other Rishonim bring the Bahag. Hold that you need Shishim Rivai in order to make a Rishis HaRabim. Now Be'ez Hashem will discuss who the Shishim Rivai are and when the Shishim Rivai need to be going and what's going to become Rishis HaRabim because of that. That's the main points that I wanted to discuss. But first, Lagabi, the Etzem Achleikas itself. So, Kiyadua, everybody saw the Beis Yosef. I think his list is 7 on 7. It basically, in the Beis Yosef, it divides up into...
9 and 7.
Huh?
9 and 6.
What? No? 7 and 7.
Oh. 9 and 6.
I thought it was 7 and 7. But around that, it basically divides up into the I don't know who the Bahag was, where he lived exactly, but the Gdolei Ashkenaz and Tzarfat, Rashi, the Balei HaTosfos, the Rosh, and after them, against the Rishonim from Sfar, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rashba, the Ran, the Chulei, Rivash. The Bir Halacha extends the lists to 12 on 12. That was my count. Did you get 15? I don't know, whatever. In the Hampshire, whatever. It's better 12 and 12. That's in his list, officially he gives 12 and 12. But for some reason he talks about it like Avada the Rav Yishayim or Machri, I don't know why. But the Deya Mekilim is not a Das Yochid. It's 12 and 12.
I think it's a Deraisa, no Achra, wasn't it?
What?
It's like it's the rice with
no achron. Didn't say that. No, he's speaking about it like, but it's interesting if you have the kuchas. So the Mishkan is Yaakov and the base of Ephraim extend the Uriah, and actually the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas brings from Shlomo Zalman from the Shut Beis Av. I don't know who that is and where when he was. Obviously not so long ago, but he's arguing on the Mishabruah. And he's pointing out that the way he lists it there is that there's another. If you look in the Beis Ephraim, and the Beis Av says that it's pretty nicker from the Mishabruah and Shemaimei and Shemzamach Dal, that he did not, for some reason, he did not have the Tshuva's Beis Ephraim. He had the Mishkan Siakov, but didn't have this Beis Ephraim. Shari Tshuva, that's printed in Sefer Mishabruah, brings the Tshuva's Beis Ephraim, but not much of it. The picture that's brought, by the way, is incorrect. I think I spoke about that last time. It's not like this, it's like this. But fine. But he doesn't really say much about it. He doesn't talk about the Shishim Rivai. So the Beis Av Tainas that there's really another, if you look at the Beis Ephraim, there's another 11 Rishonim besides the 12 the Mishabura said that are on the Tzad of the Mekilim. And the Beis Av brings another 6. So there's really 17 plus 12, that'd be 29. Kids, if you look over here, right, so the Kunches from Rabbi Rothstein, he points out that Lamaisa, the Mishkan Siakov and the Beis Ephraim are arguing basically about 11 or 12 Rishonim, even ones that seem pretty clear on one side or the other, but they're doicha back and forth if it's Mukhrach. They actually argue about the Rif, the Rambeinu Tam, the Ri, right, the Rif and Beinu Tam are more listed on the Machmir. The Ri, the Rush is one of the big Mekilim on the list. The Re'im, the Riva, the Rash Mishans, meaning the Rash Mentesis, the Rashbam, the Ravan, the Shbulei Leket, the Rav Yon, and Rabbeinu Simcha. Those are the list of the ones that there's a machlekas about what they hold.
No, Rashi,
because the Rav. Nafal Koha. Can't do that. They also argue about the Mechaber.
The Nusach with the Oy and how to read it, this Korban Asim.
Okay. What you're saying, if Rashi was extending on all the Ramban and the.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get to that. The Mechaber and the Ramah, they also argue about. Anyway, so he lists a list, if you want to hear, very quickly. According to the Mishkan Siakov, it comes out there's 28 Rishonim Machmirim and 21 with the Beis Av and everything would be on the Mekel side. The Machmirim are the Riv, the Rambam, the Ravid, the Ramban, the Rajma, the Ritva, the Ran, the Razah, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yonah, the Rosh, Rabbi Natan, Rosh. Well, that's according to the Mishkan Siakov. Rabbi Natan, the Rashbam, the Ravon, the Rabbi Magid, Rivash, Riva, Ria Levi, Mordechai, Riaz, Shibalei Leket, Yireim, Rabbi Yoel, Rav Yo, Rabbi Baruch Mimagensa, the Rami Lundris, Rabbeinu Simcha and the Meiri. The Mekilim are Chaf Aleph, and that's Rashi, Bag, Smak, Smak, Sefer Chumo, Maram, Oez Arua, Rokeach, Tur, Rabbeinu Yerucham, Rikanti, Aguda, Isve Heter, Agois Isve Heter, Marivail, Chumas Adeshen, Tzedel Adarach, Eshkol, Agur, Orchas Chaim, Hashem Chumas Agoinim, and the Maril. That's the Fidu Mishnah. What?
Agois Isve Heter, the Rishonim.
Yeah, he was. But he says, the Achroini, the Shmos Adeshin is also, and the Marivah, they're all the Achroini. Fine. Kitzer, that's not the point. It's not the point. What? You want to see the list?
Sorry.
It's a Oispe Gimel over here. Fine. The point is, though, that like the Mishnah Siakov is coming, he was the young Rav that's coming to be Meir. Negev the Minhag Olam. The Minhag Olam was to make Erevin in big cities based on Pashtus. Although there's a nidon about the Tazayin Amma being the issue of why many places didn't have Rizorabim, they point out that it could have been that way. And that's what the Beis Ephraim, one of the Beis Ephraim's tainas, is that some of the Rishonim who didn't mention anything about Shishim Riva is because it was Pashit that they didn't have big streets and it wasn't Rizorabim anyway because of the Tazayin Amma issue. But they also held about Shishim Riva, just this was more kaila, that even if you had Shishim Riva, but they still had skinny streets that aren't as big as Mavar Mitla. And therefore, that was the matzav. It sounds that way. I think the country brings a ritva that sounds that way. There's a matter of Rishonim, and early times they didn't have big wide streets, maybe the intercity ones, maybe, but in the city it's v'chulei. So Taka could have been there in most places. There was no Rishon because of that. That's I am. But where was I going? Shishim Rivai. So Shishim Rivai, however, so the point was that there was the minhag always to make Irvin, and the Pashtas being because of relying on the shittas of Shishim Rivai, and that's what the Mishnah Siaga was coming to be mayor against, and the Beis Ephraim is coming to be miyashev the minhag. And Kach Mavur, from like the Magen Avraham and Taz, chose to, whatever their cheshbonis were, chose to be Machria Lakula. And Betzim, even the Mishnah Berurah, even though he's very pushing to be Machmir, but Lamaisa, he's clear that he only says his Achra is only that Baal Nefesh, Yachron Latzmai, or Yerei Shamayim. In Bir Alacha, should be Vada Yesh Lahachron Latzmai, that there is a Shurabim, but. Like he says in both places that ein lamchais biyadam akilim lismaych, because when you have so many k'dayli rishonim, so it's definitely what to be saimichan, and we see that was the minog always to do. So that's mavur in the paiskim. Rav Moshe writes in a couple of places that the avada where we go that avada is chen nagu lahakil kamoisam, and. It's pashutim that the standard hanaga should be to make Erevin based on the shita. Fine. It could be that every Baal Nefesh and Yerushalayim is advised to not to be machmir, but to say not to make the eruv when, like Rav Moshe talks about, l'chayr there's a bepashtus there's when you can there's a mitzvah and a chayv on the rabbanim of a city to make an eruv. They even bring here that's the Baal Shem Tov said to his talmidim that one of the main tikkunim that he came to the world to do was zvicha, eruvin, and mikvah, zam. Whatever. That's what somebody brings here. Anyway, but that's why he says that the chassidim always, the dayas, were very more makel and pushing for eruvin. But there's a mitzvah and a chayv to make an eruv. And so l'chayr the pashas says that whether there's rav rishonim that are machmir or not is not so much the nekuda, even if there was a fight about it. But chayr l'dina yish al malismaych and not limchayis. And therefore, I would think that the mishbru also means that l'maisa, obviously, totally fine. We're gonna speak about what the.
You before that, maybe Machlek is Ashkenaz and Sephardim.
Oh, right. There's the Beis Ephraim says himself that even if it's Roy Rishonim or Harbi Rishonim that are Machmir, Yesh Lanu to go after the Rishonim Ashkenaz and Sarfas, Shem Ibnei Bnei Amanu, and he calls, maybe that's the Pasha to Ramah, maybe. A couple of places, fine. There's Machlek is again in Das Mechaber, like the Magen Rambam. And then Shabruah point out in the Das Rama also, but fine. But that's the chayra where if like we're going to speak about Bez Hashem, there is a machlekes within the shita of Shishim Rivay. What does it mean the Shishim Rivay, and when do you have the Shishim Rivay, and what becomes Rishon Rabbim because of the Shishim Rivay or not? But putting that aside for a second, the etzem shitas. It sounds like even the Shabruah to me would say that if that was the question. You could be making an eruv if we're relying on the shita of Shishim Rivay, but you couldn't have not. So it sounds to me like the Mishabruah would advocate making an eruv in the place, and you tell people that maybe it's Roy Lachmir, but Vada, and they point out maybe that's the a lot of places and a lot of eruv and whatever, the Minag HaOlam, the Makubal, in some whatever, is to split in families, maybe men and women, or whatever it is. But that to allow people in the family, the ladies or something, to use an eruv in a place, and the baal of the family not to. So that is based on this that the ma'isa maker didn't use this ma'isa.
Including
Tazayin Amma,
like let's say in Beitar,
Beitar.
I don't know Beitar.
To me is very. Right, there's a lot of milas of Beitar and maybe some other places, but it's fully walled mamish, and it's a mavi sasum. There's definitely no pilish. There's only entrances on the same side. There's vade not shishim rivoy or shishim rivoy come in. There's it's all from supposed to be. And,
you're referring to Yerushalayim, or you're referring to a big place.
Right, a place where the issue is Shishim Rivay.
What? But you still need that cool Shishim Rivay even with that. It comes there. It's fully walled, like Yerushalayim. The doors. You don't even need the Shishim Rivay.
Right, like, there's other reasons. Even if you don't hold the Shishim Rivay, it would be a tire, would be a place like that. Would be because the pilish, there's a wall around it, and the pilish, even if you need the wall, only with the pilish with the wall. But there's that too.
Well, and in the neighborhoods, like if you have later on Maverick Midlands, so in the neighborhoods you're saying what? That Tazayin Amma in the neighborhood is in the Baal Nefesh?
Tazayin Amma. Well, let's talk about, like Shmuel was saying yesterday, about we can't get to all the pratim and whatever. I didn't examine anything, and I'm not authorized to specific cases. I wanted to speak out the shitas in the Shishim Rivay. So the Shulchan Aruch, fine, is supposed to be coming from Rashi. He says, "V'yeshayim shekol she'ein Shishim Rivay oivrim boi b'chol yoyim ein rosh sarabim." So I just wanted to quickly mention three factors over here that seems as a big machlekes of how to understand Shulchan Aruch or Rashi or Ritva or however you want to say it. Fine, I'll just use the Ritva for now because that's where the Mishkan Siyagav Beis Ephraim. So they're the Gedolei Acharim that argued it out at Be'arichus Gadol. So it's very interesting how, fine, the Mishabur didn't have the Beis Ephraim maybe or whatever, but even though the Beis Avraham is the Megillah and the Mishkanes Yaakov is the Machmir, but it's interesting how we could be being Megillah, not like the Beis Avraham was being Megillah. I think I pointed that out, Legabe the Asiram of Atam Chitza a little bit, but also Legabe Shishim Rivai. So they ask on Rashi, that how could it be that Shishim Rivai, Rabbeinu Tam asks, how could it be by the Irshel Yachid, one of the major Mekoymais? Rashi says the Irshel Rabim is the Shishim Rivai. So Rabbeinu Tam asks, how did you have that betchilasai, it's being Mesiyashiv as a Irshel Rabim with a Shishim Rivai? There's never such a thing that 600,000 people come all together and plop themselves down. So the Ritva and the Ramban, they both are coming to answer Rashi on this point. And the Lashon of the Ritva is, Rashi's alenu matzich sheyisyashvu beir shishim rivai ela sheyikantzu ba shishim rivai be'elu keelu akrochim va'yoreis sheim psuchim lemekoyim esharbe regilim ba seichim uchoyetze behem v'teida shaf yushalayim lo yoyu ba shishim rivai tadir v'af al pikein yesh ba mishum rishis harabim ulmalei dalzen in oz b'layla ומעט הכל שבתחילה נסיעשו בכרחים ושווקים גדולים ליועץ רחל הסעמים זו יש על רבים ואם כל זה רואי וגוינים דסר בינתם That you don't need shishim rivai. But basically what he's saying is that you don't need... The Lashonis that the Ritva brings from Rashi are not exactly as Lashonis, and not in other places. But that you don't actually need 600,000 residents. Basically the Ritva is saying that you just need that the place, this year, is meant to and accessible by and set up for sheyikantzu ba shishim rivai. Like krachim and ayaris that are set up in, central places that are meant to be open and are open to many places coming in from outside, meaning, I guess, shishim rivai, coming in from outside, frequenting the area. Anyway, the Mishnah Yaakov and the Beis Ephraim argue about this ritva back and forth. So, everybody should look up exactly what they say. But the Mishkanes Yaakov basically understood that the Ritva was saying that you don't really need Shishim Rivai to actually ever get there. Certainly not all at once. Certainly not Yoim in Oysa Yoim or Oysa Zman. The point that he was saying basically was that there's a Shlita and a Rishus and a Drisus Regel of many people. And that's what it's set up for. He uses this lashon, it's interesting, of mufkeres and mezumenes and muchenes lahem for shishim rivai. Meaning the point, it would set up to be a place, and the infrastructure can accommodate of masses of people. But the point is not that they come at one time or not even on one day, but that shishim rivai anashim, who they don't even have to live nearby, but they come letzarcheim once in a while because this is a place where there's a lot going on, there's a lot of business, there's a lot of whatever, and it's set up. He's answering Rashi that's how even in the beginning of the Shas Yishuv, it's set up and it's done. There's a Yerushal Rabbim, Rishas Rabbim, based on its asid that it's meant to have many people coming all the time, kind of frequent the place. And that's how he says it. There's a shlita and a rishus for shishim rivai. It doesn't mean that a place that people aren't going to kick out, like Beitar, let's say. So Beitar, the people come from Gush and from all over, whatever, and nobody kicks them out, even if they're not just Bitsnias or whatever. But they come. Nobody's kicking them out. So shishim rivai could come. Or, all the Eretz Yisrael could come to Beitar one day if they want. They have the rishus. But what?
It's not built for that.
It's not built for that, right? I'm just saying. I'm just bringing out the point that he's saying. He's saying it's a place that was built to be like Yerushalayim, whatever. That even though there wasn't, let's say, 600,000 people in one day in Yerushalayim or whatever, didn't people say different things? But fine. Beis Ephraim was arguing back. Or he was Lushin. Where's that Lushin over here? Right, he doesn't like this mufkeres mukhenes. You could be mukhenes here. Vayimer ani afim yarbe kol hayom mukhan u mufkar u mesukan ein shemel lehitzi dirashim kshatan. Fine. Pshita Masha Derech Derech Slula. Just the fact that a place is a derech slula, I mean, it's a big street and it's easy to go. Masul rabim ein mispar kama yavrun v'loy shchiach chasam shishim rivay. But they don't actually go there all the time, and they're not shchiach to come there. They just could. She'efshu shiavrun shishim rivay biyoyim echad aliba derashi d'ime ein bazeh din rishus rabim. V'im noymar kaven de'efshu shebemeshach yamim rabim. Right, according to the Mishnah Yaakov. Kilo, where's the Shishim Riva coming from? The fact that, you know, like over months it could be, you get the Shishim Riva. Shemeshach Yamim Rabbi, Yalu, Ivrim, the Mispar, Shishim Riva, Imkin, Kola, Drachim, Fulash, and Musukarim, Shiavri, Bene Adam, over Meshach, Smad, and Tuva, in Mispar, like Dudim, Ivrim, Sham, you'll get the Shishim Riva over a couple of months, half a year, or whatever. He says, in the end, he says, Achle Rashi, Beinon, She Derech, Slula, the Shishim Riva, Hametsuyin, Sham, Bekiruv, Makim, the Ivrim, Vishavim, Shama, Bechol, Ace, עד שאפשר שביום אחד יעברו כולם בדרך ההוא. וכיוון שבדינסינו לא ישחיע חי גב ופשיטו דודה עשרה שיהיה מזה בשום שזרם. Basically, the base of Rambam is also saying that, well, B'chol Yom is not even mentioned in Rashi, like the Mishpura says, but he was taking that there needs to be a B'chol Yom, meaning there needs to be a Yom Echad somewhere, but the Yom Echad is more like in potential, but it's a potential that's like here. It's like Rashi's Mitzuyin Shom. It has to be that the Shishim Rivoi are mamish here, not just that they have Rishus and Shlita, that they could come from Ktzei Aretz and whatever. It's that they're Shishim Rivoi, like people who frequent mamish before all of these streets, the street or whatever in question, and they come here and they're shchiach to come and to use it all the time, and they actually do befoyel ad she'efsher shebiyoyim echad, not even one time, but that whole day, that 600,000 people would use that street. So that's the basic frame. Meaning, in a way, he's saying that. You need 600,000 people in the area. Maybe it doesn't have to be mamish in the city, but nearby. That and befoil frequent and use this place. Not just that they have rishus to or shlita to, but they actually do. And it's ad kedei kach that it could come out that it doesn't have to be like it is before. It doesn't have to be. That's what the Mishkus Yaakov got stuck at the base of Ephraim. Like, what's this Efshar all about? Like, so it's like a gather and how close and how much they use it. That it could come out that one day you'll have 600,000 people using this area. But it's before from both the Mishnah Yaakov and the Beis Ephraim. They're using the Ritva to define Rashi. And they're clearly saying that whatever they're dining on the Shishim Rivoi on the street, on the road, on the thoroughfare, where we're talking about, and that's what's going to become a Rishi Zerabim according to them. meaning, so in a way, let's when we examine the line of the Shulchan Aruch, so they're lav davking the Bechol Yoim, even the Beis Ephraim, that it doesn't have to be Kol Yoim, maybe a day, but even that day is a potential estimate type of thing according to the Beis Ephraim. But they are staying true to the Shulchan Aruch. And the pashas of the lashon of the Gemara and Shabbos that we're talking about, the shishim rivoi that we're talking about are on this mavuos mefulashin, on the sratia, on the platia, zu yirushus harabim, oivrim boy. So that's them. Now it seems like a lot of the poiskim went this way, or also go this way, like. Especially more machmirim, that even if we will go with the mikilim of the shishim rivoi, but the ma'aseh in a place like Yerushalayim, let's say, if we're talking about a big eruv that encompasses most of Yerushalayim, so now there's definitely more than 600,000 people that live in Yerushalayim, that frequent the streets, that use them all the time, that use them every day. Now, but wait a minute, what streets? They use all the streets in Yerushalayim. There's a lot of the streets in Yerushalayim. There's thousands and thousands of streets in Yerushalayim, but. What are the big streets? We have to dine on those. Do the Shishim Riva of Yerushalayim frequent that? So that could definitely be, according to Mishnah Yaakov, so it'll be much more easier to get there because you're using, right? The Beis Ephraim also talked about people coming in, but it's just how frequent and how befoil is their usage. But even the Beis Ephraim is talking about you need a single down a big street or a big road, and that's what's going to become Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't have to be so big, but it has to be that people use it all the time, and a lot of people use it all the time, even with the Beis Ephraim. But fine, so like the highways and whatever, so definitely could. Fine, there's not 600,000 people going on the highways every day, again, but you could maybe fit into the Beis Ephraim that the big streets would become a Rosh Hashanah.
He also had to make the Hosidim or something?
What?
What
did you say?
Only that she will become a Rosh Hashanah?
Yes, that's what they're talking about. However, famously, let's all get to Rav Moshe goes a totally different derech. In a way, he's more makel, but in a way, he's more machmir. He learns that he doesn't like, he knows that he's dining with the fact that Shulchan Aruch doesn't sound like that. He wants to say, and he brings the other Rashis that sounds like he's going on in Rashi that it's going on the Ir Shemitzuyim Ba, and he wants to say at least that maybe there's two Dinim Kilu. There's a Stratia like in the middle of nowhere, whatever, like an intercity highway. So that maybe is done on its own Kilu. That's what the Shulchan Aruch, the Pasha of the Shulchan Aruch is saying on that street, that you need to Shemrivai on that street lane. And he learns that it's B'chol Yoyim is also not B'chol Yoyim. It's a little bit interesting also in the Kol Yoyim. It needs to be on one day, but it doesn't have to be every day of the year. He says that Coney Island in Brooklyn is the Rosh Hashanah because Coney Island and Brighton Beach in the summers, there are days when there's a million people coming. So a million people over there, and even if they're not all at the same time. So he holds that the Kol Yoyim could be one day, but it's Megala on the whole year. But also the point just about the V'chol Yoyim, that it's you need it, right, in the passage of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's how the Beis Ephraim was saying also, the Mishnah Yaakov didn't really need this at all, but that V'chol Yoyim is over the course of the whole day. And that was one of the tainas of the Beis Ephraim, that it can't be an extended amount of time, which maybe is in the Mishnah Yaakov, maybe others went there, Aruch HaShulchan Aruch HaShulchan Aruch. That love dafka the b'chol yom, but Rav Moshe is clear that you need the whole day to be people, the shishim rivai. Now Rav Moshe has another nekuda that in the shishim rivai, this is one of his big, the biggest nekudas. In the shishim rivai, you're not just counting the street that we're talking about or the thoroughfare. We're talking about the whole, all the streets of the year in question, the Gabian year. That all of them count in the tziruf of the shishim rivai. And all of them will become Rosh Hasharabim if you have the tziruf for the shishim rivai in the streets in that place. He is a lot coming from the Machane Yisrael. There's lots of machlekes. The Mishkanos Yaakov Beis Ephraim argued about, and others before them, in the Machane Yisrael. What was the Rosh Hasharabim? Was only the Machane Leviyah by Moshe Rabbeinu, or was the whole Machane? According to Moshe, all the streets count, and all the streets become the Rosh Hasharabim. And also, that's what he's saying about the area. And in Moshe, the Shishim Rivai is very important. This, the Beis Ephraim and the Mishnah Yaakov sound like it has to go on the street. Meaning it's not enough that there's Toshavim living in there. That's according to everybody. But Moshe is saying that the Shishim Rivai is how many people are Nimsa in the streets, not in the houses and not outside. Nimsa in the streets that during the course of the day where people are out. And then they count. He estimates that you need four or five times the amount of that amount of people, like 2.5 to 3 million people, in order to assume that there's 600,000 people in the streets, or could be in the streets on specific days of the year, to get that amount. So when he talks about Brooklyn, he gets to the later tshuvas, there's 3 million people or whatever in a Yud Beis Mil, Al Yud Beis Mil, that you lock it in if you're talking about the year, because that was the Machane Yisrael, so that you'll count the amount of people in the Yud Beis Mil that are out on the streets, and his hashara was that at least four or five times that amount. But the point that I wanted to bring out is that Rav Moshe, in a way, he's much more, he's makel more than the Beis Ephraim and the Mishnah Yaakov certainly, because he's saying that you actually need that befoil b'metzius now more than the Beis Ephraim, that people are actually out in the streets 600,000, and not just over the course of a whole day, at every moment of the day, but he's much more machmir in terms of who is included in the Shishim Rivai, that everybody in the whole area, in the whole Yud Beis Mil, is counted, and that all those streets become Rosh Hasharabim, which is obviously a big nafkamina, in terms of meaning, even the machmirim of without Rav Moshe, we're talking about the street in question or whatever, whether that could be Nichol and the Eruv, or maybe the ones that come into it or go out of it, or I'm a foolish to it, maybe depending on the sizes and whatever. But according to Moshe, so it comes out that the whole Yud Beis meal, all the streets that are Tazayin Amma at least, become Rishus HaRabim according to that. They point out that there were others who held this way. The Achiezer is Mavur, that he held that the whole Paris was and not just the Rechoiv, and the Shishim Rivoi also are not just on that street, and that all of them become Rishus HaRabim. They point out in other places that, in the countries, that there are other G'dayle Achreinim that held that way. So, anyway, when we're talking about, like, Yerushalayim, again, so let's say the Metzias is that there's Shishim Rivoi, whatever, you Lefi the Beis Ephraim or something like that, you would come out that certain streets in Yerushalayim are Rishus HaRabim. But, according to Moshe, very nice that there's, I don't know, close to a million people or a million people that live in Yerushalayim, and there's people that come in from the outside. But I don't know if you get to the numbers, certainly not all day long, that there's Shishim Rivoi, even in all the streets. So even though with Moshe's Chumras, of what's going to become Rishus HaRabim, what's Nichlal in the Shishim Rivoi, but he has much bigger requirements for how the Shishim Rivoi have to be present, and maybe therefore you have what to be Samech in still, even in places that have a total residency of 600,000 or more, and even with commuters, but the way you have to bechol shita you have to done where the Shishim Rivoi needs to be, and what's going to become Rishus HaRabim.